Chapter 17. Bill Gates. As a student in the early 1970s at Seattle's Lakeside High School, Bill Gates dreamed of a day when computers would be as common as telephones. He, as much as any one person, has changed the way we use computers. Today, this computer nerd is one of the richest men in the world, with a personal fortune estimated at $18 billion. 25 years ago, Lakeside was one of the few high schools with a computer available to students, primarily as a teaching tool, but Bill saw greater possibilities. He wrote a computer program that would keep track of each student's class schedule, then convinced the school to let him implement the system. During his final semester, he scheduled himself into one class where all the other students were girls. Even at this young age, Gates was also an entrepreneur. He convinced other area schools to computerize their class schedules and hire him to write the programs. Like most talented programmers, Gates has a natural aptitude for mathematics and scored a perfect 800 on the math section of the U.S. SAT college entrance exam. He was accepted to Harvard, but quit before graduating. "I wanted to study with people who were smarter than me, but I left disappointed." He and Paul Allen, a close friend from Lakeside, began Microsoft Corporation when they were still 19-year-old college students. They wrote a version of the basic computer language which became an industry standard. When IBM decided to enter the personal computing business in the late 70s, they asked Microsoft to write the operating software for their new microcomputer. It was a strange but successful match. IBM was a huge, conservative company, while tiny Microsoft's 20 employees were all under 25, wore jeans and sneakers to work, and blasted rock music all day. Today, Microsoft software runs on over 70% of the world's microcomputers. In 1977, Gates met the flamboyant Kazuhiko Nishi, a Japanese computer whiz his own age, who had dropped out of Waseda University. The two became as close as brothers, and together made Japan the world's second-largest Microsoft market. Nishi later started the ASCII Corporation. Gates' single-minded focus on completely dominating the microcomputer industry inspires both admiration and hatred. Imagine a 14-year-old millionaire genius who's spoiled and subject to temper tantrums, says one former Microsoft manager about Gates' personality. Others call him brilliant but bratty and arrogant, known for screaming insults at his programmers. He regularly demands 80-hour work weeks of them and of himself. The wild success of Microsoft has made several early employees multimillionaires. Although on paper Gates is the richest person in America, money doesn't seem to matter to him. He often travels alone rather than with an entourage, and always flies coach instead of first class. Unlike other top American executives, Gates avoids limousines, private jets, and other trappings of power. "It sets a bad example," he told Playboy magazine. "Eventually, you get used to those things, and you're just abnormal. I'm afraid I'd get used to it." When the history of our era is written, this remarkable computer geek will be remembered as the father of the modern microcomputer industry.